Within the next 20 years, Seattle city limits are expected to absorb 120,000 new residents. That's about a dozen new Seattleites every single day.
Yikes. Where are we going to put all those people, and where will they work and live, and how are they going to get around? Those are the questions on the table right now as the city of Seattle revises its comprehensive plan. This plan's revised only once every 20 years.
Well, this week, the city wants to know which you prefer among three possible scenarios: an urban center focus, an urban village focus, or a transit focus. We're going to lay out one scenario a day over the next few days. Today, we're going to talk about the urban center focus.
Under the plan, the city of Seattle would concentrate the new jobs and housing in six designated urban centers. Those are downtown, uptown, South Lake Union, Capitol Hill, Northgate, and right here in the University District.
To help give us a sense of what kind the growth might look like, I spoke to Margaret O'Meara. She teaches history at the University of Washington. She's an advocate for a more urban university district. We talked at KUOW's University District studios while looking out the third floor windows over the Ave.
We can see construction cranes. You know, the U District is talked about a lot in the future tense about things that are going to happen, like a Sound Transit rail station. But you look out now and you see cranes. It's kind of like what happens in South Lake Union on a smaller scale, and there's just going to be more of them.
Now, the city is looking at one option for the future, what's called the urban center focus. And what kind of growth might we see here in the U District if we go ahead with that kind of a plan? How might the landscape look different than it looks today?
A lot of pieces of the landscape will look taller. You know, right now we're looking out at a low-rise landscape with some new higher apartment buildings, but then the UW Tower, what used to be the Safeco Tower, the giant building that kind of is really out of scale of the neighborhood. You also have the Hotel Deca next to it, but seems like a short building next to the tower. So if it's an urban center, you'll have more tall buildings, not all tall buildings.
Yeah, what's the trick? I mean, you advocate a denser, more urban university district. What's the trick of preserving what people like about it now? People hear bigger and they think it's going to be too crowded or overwhelmed by large buildings.
Yeah.
Is there a simple way to preserve the neighborhood aspect that people like about it now?
Well, I think one big step, and this is something that's already been underway, is to get out ahead of development. You know, the way you retain texture and soul is you say, we're cool with change, but we're going to try and steer change in a really productive direction that preserves what's here.
Here's another word for denser and more urban: gentrified.
Yeah.
And less of a place for the street kids who are on the Ave, for the needle exchange that's in the alley, for stuff that in a more developed area people might not exactly like to have around them. How do you address that?
Yeah, that's really tricky, but it's really important. And one thing that sets this neighborhood apart, it's a university-centered neighborhood. And that is that can be a plus or a minus. Sometimes, you know, in other cities, you as well as here, sometimes it's not so great having the university as a neighbor. But one of the things that is great about having a university as a neighbor is you have a student-centered population, and that's not going to go away. That's also a way that you make sure that the many populations who are here are responded to, and the social service providers in the U District have been really, really important, key, taking leadership roles in the U District partnership that's trying to anticipate what's going to come.
One thing I've noticed when I go to cities that have larger urban areas is that there's a lot of chain stores in those places.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they begin to look kind of generic. There are certain blocks in Washington, D.C. that look kind of exactly the same as blocks in other cities, the same stores. And one of the things I like about the U District is right across the street, I don't know if you remember, that used to be a McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the University District business culture rejected the McDonald's. And there's still a Starbucks up the street.
Yeah.
But how does becoming bigger and becoming more urban keep the business environment varied and diverse?
You know, the great silver lining of U Village just being over the hill from here is that a major national retailer, it's not in their retail plan to, you know, the Gap is not going to have another Gap on that. It doesn't make sense. They're going to take business away from each other. So that, I think, bodes well for the Ave's retail mix in retaining more of a local flavor, attracting more local businesses and local retailers that aren't here already, and really keeping that variety.
We are affiliated with the University of Washington, so in our building right here on the Ave, we have a nice fast T1 high-speed internet line, and I bet you they have that same thing at the University Tower. But I bet if you go across the street to Pagliacci, they're hooking up to a more slow-speed internet broadband. Is there any thought on how the university could leverage its high-speed internet further into the university district to encourage tech growth in particular?
Well, actually, this neighborhood actually is wired for fast internet, and that is the huge advantage. That is an advantage that this district has over South Lake Union, for example, that doesn't have that capacity, where you have anyone who's not Amazon is trying to, you know, cobble it together. You can move into this neighborhood now, and you can plug in, and you can get fast. Actually, Pagliacci Pizza can get fast connectivity.
How can the U District become an urban center and accommodate all the additional traffic? Now, there will be a light rail station in the University District, so that'll handle some of the north-south traffic. But every day on the corner of 45th and University Way, it's kind of gridlock.
Yeah. That's a big, you know, that's a big, big problem, a big issue, and it's something that's on the radar screen. You know, the university community already is overwhelmingly transit heavy in terms of the students, faculty, staff get here, vast majority, you know, other than in a single occupancy vehicle. You know, there are a lot of people under 30 who don't own cars. There are a lot of people who prefer to commute by bike or walk. So one of the things that the neighborhood's been talking about is a greenway along one of the north-south streets, other ways, other bike routes, really enhancing that connectivity. The Burt Gilman Trail is going to have a lot of enhancements along it so that that is a commuting space, as well as a recreational space and a running space and a community space is enhanced. Down on the lake, a new park is being created, a partnership with the city. The UW is tearing down its old, or relocating its police station, UW police headquarters, and that's going to be a public park, a city park, along the water for everyone to enjoy. So there are all these neighborhood amenities that are coming in, and those connect to how you get through the neighborhood and make it easier for people to get out of their cars and get to and from here in other ways.
That's Margaret O'Meara. She teaches urban history at the University of Washington. The City of Seattle wants to know what you think about this idea and all of these proposed ideas for growth. The planning is going on right now. You can learn more and offer your thoughts at 2035.seattle.gov. The comment period is open until next Monday. With Marcy Silman, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record.